veggies, proteins like hearty steak, and even jalapenos.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear?
I don't think she likes. I don't think she likes men. I think she likes girls.
Mics are on.
What?
Mics are hot.
No.
Life can be so sweet.
Who are you talking about?
On sunny.
Well, mics are hot.
Oh.
I used to.
Yeah, with the Blues on Parade, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we know.
The Blues on Parade in Dallas.
Is that tonight? Is it going to be tomorrow night?
Friday night.
This rover.
Note to self. Making love to blow up doll, not as good as advertised.
Frost over.
Oh.
Sounded like that,
Rockefeller.
He was a Saturday Night Live guy.
Norm MacDonald.
That's who it was?
Yeah, that's who it was.
Okay. Well, that explains what it sounded like. It was him. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to have you with us. Exciting announcement I have for you about the St. Jude Window World. It's actually the Window World Trivia Night, but all the money goes to St. Jude.
Window World Cares.
Window World Cares,
charity.
The charitable arm of Window World. And I have some news. Now, I'm just double checking something here. Do da 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 da. We need rain, man. That was a joke.
Oh.
We're going to have a little bit more.
Bruce, could you go to the timpani? Are you near the timpani? Yeah, he's walking.
Yeah, he is. He's walking. Yeah,
grab those sticks. Those timpani sticks.
He walks strange.
He does walk strange. He walks odd. I think that'll do it. Thank you. He loves the timpani.
Yes.
He really does. We were looking to top last year's $4,200, which sounds low to me. I think something didn't get counted. I think we this show was responsible for more money than that. But nonetheless, we are currently at $6,600.
What?
A guy named Steve. I'm not going to give you his last name. I don't know if he'd want me to or not, but he has bid $3,500 for dinner at Annie Gunn's.
Mm.
I have another bid for nothing, not for the heck of, just not for the table, not for just, I just want to donate to the cause, $2,500. I believe those two make $6,000.
Wow.
Then we have, I did this before, is it Jeff or Jeff?
Yes, there's Jeff.
Jeff. $600 to sit at the table. Now, I'm starting to feel bad for you guys because we only have a $600 bid. And this is for, we need two bids. It's two couples. So the two highest bidders will become the two couples that go. And we only have a $600 bid to sit at that table. Saturday night, May 21st, the trivia night for Window World Cares, with all the money going to St. Jude.
And even when Jeff called, too, he said, I'll get this thing started. I don't think he expected it to stay
at $600. No, he did get it started, but that's where we are. We're stuck.
Yeah.
So let's talk, folks. Let's have a little chat here. This is a fun event. There's some food, some drinks. You can bring a green bean casserole if you want to. I mean, just bring for your own table whatever you want.
And you'll get
bucket
to meet
chicken.
You'll
whatever.
Get to meet Johnny Londoff.
And, oh, now maybe that's what I failed to say that'll create interest.
And you'll also get to meet his wife Mimi, who is there.
Yeah.
And they have a spread that we kind of sneak over, and kind of take some food from.
I don't think you'll mind if we say this. If you're at our table, feel free to go take food off their table.
Oh, heck yeah!
I don't think they'll care. Dan will be there, and Peon will be there with their chicks. I'll be out of town. That's four people. It's a table of eight. We have two other couples. I'm going to keep doing this, folks, till I get some money. And I can't thank Jeff enough for the $600 because that is our starting point. Don't call in here and say six and a quarter. AM and the PM people don't play like that, okay? This is not Billy Bush trying to get Grant's farm.
No, we'd like to do at least 100 more, right?
At least.
Yeah, in increments of 100.
Sure.
Yeah.
We'll take a bid up that is from 6 that goes up to 700. Of course we will. But it'd be nice to just slam the door on this thing and get it finished. And I know it's over 3 weeks away. I know that. And thank you, thank you to Steve and to Paul and to Jeff because they've gotten the thing started. So once again, your bid to sit at the table, trivia night, which is a really fun night, can be made two ways. You can call the numbers or one of these numbers that I'm about to give you, 969-KTRS. Which is 969-5877. That's a 314. You can also call 888-550-KTRS or from any cell phone, and you know who you are in your car right now. Look at the hood ornament on your car. It's a Mercedes. Or you're in a BMW. You're in a real nice Impala. You do well. You make some money. You have kids and they're perfectly healthy. This is all about money for St. Jude Children's Hospital, the number one research center and treatment center in the world for children's cancer. Their whole mission is, and I love the way they think because it's the way I think, no little child should be sick. Should be sick that way. I'm not talking about chicken pox or flu. I'm talking about no little child who didn't do anything wrong. Little kids shouldn't get cancer. They shouldn't get the horrible terminal illnesses or illnesses that maybe they recover, but the hell they go through till they're cured. Little kids don't deserve that. You know, it's different if a guy or a woman smokes four packs a day for 40 years and they get lung cancer. You don't feel quite as badly as you do when a little kid gets a horrible, horrible disease. Other kids are out playing. They don't deserve that. They deserve research and treatment, and St. Jude gives that and more. Their operating budget is $2.2 million a day. We're just trying to throw a little bit at that, our little bit, Window World's little piece of that pie. So those are the ways you get in touch with us. You can also email me, frankopinion@yahoo.com. That's what Steve did. Steve, who bid $3,500 for dinner with me and my wife and Annie Guns, did it with an email to me. And I've already called and spoken with him. He's 100% legit. So either way you do it is fine. We thank you. Thank you in advance. And if you want to go to this thing, and you know there have been thousands of people over the last few years that said, I'd give anything to meet, and then put Dan's name or Peon's name in there.
Oh,
I would give anything to meet them. Well, here's your chance. Here's a chance to meet both of them. Both of them. Now, for a whole lot of money, if you want to email me or call in and request something to go along with this, and you got a big wad of cash, we'll sweeten the pot. I don't know what with. You tell us. Okay, I'll do this. I'll go to trivia night. I'll meet Dan. I'll meet Peon. If Frank will come by my house and say hello. Okay. Throw enough money at it.
We just, can I get a timpani roll, please?
Did you call it a timpani?
What did I say? Timpani.
Timpani. Timpani.
Yeah, timpani.
And you're a musician.
I know, timpani.
Holy cow. What do we have here?
We have $800 from Sue for sitting at the table.
What?
The world needs now is love to love.
Aha, so the two highest bidders are Jeff and Sue. Mm-hmm. Hang on, we need to do some calculation. We had $6,600.
Mm-hmm.
I sounded like Mr. Haney.
Yeah,
again.
Really.
Now we have another $800 because, again, the two highest bidders take the two spots at the table, each with a guest. So, $6,600 plus $800. Hang on here. I like that music in the background. That's good. That's real good. I was doing myself. There it is. We're on time. Plus 6,600 plus 800 is
$600.
Drop, carry the four.
$14,000.
$14,000.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Okay, it's a running gag. We know it's $7,200. So, how about that? $4,300 last year, but $4,200 make it, and $72 already.
Wait, did you say $7,200?
Hmm?
No. It was 66 Wait. Plus 8, right?
66 plus 8 would be $7,400.
Yeah, you said 7,200.
No, I meant 74. I thought it was 74.
That's just a joke. It's really, we know it's really 7,200.
Yeah. Okay, so we have 75. Kids, stay in school. I mean, I'm not kidding. Listen to this disaster and stay in school. $7,400. I should get my wife in here to handle the math.
Yeah.
Because I told you. And look, it's not a fault. She is the worst person at math you will ever meet. This is the woman who Christmas made chocolate chip cookies. Now, she doesn't cook all year. She doesn't bake. But at Christmas, she makes chocolate chip cookies. I walk in the kitchen, she goes, hey, would you pour that sugar in there for me? In the bowl. She's got a mixer. Then she pours the sugar in. I look at the sugar. I've never seen so much sugar. I said, I love sugar. Isn't that a lot? She said, No, I'm making two batches. It says 3/4 cup for each batch. That's 2.5 cups. No, it's not. No. 3/4 times 2 is not 2.5. It's 1.5. You got a whole cup of sugar too much here. And then, of course, she didn't.
You need to try
like
that brother thing. That my brother's half my age, and I'm a. You need to try that one on her.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no. She'd be so confused. But she's never done well with fractions. That really throw, like, she'll say, she'll ask me sometimes, what's 1/4 and 3/4? And I'll just say, what do you think it is? it's 1. Okay, it's just 1. I mean, that simple. Fractions just mess with her. She just gets confused. So we won't have her handling the totals. But folks, we are at $7,400, and that is fantastic. And let's keep going. Wouldn't that be something if I got 10 grand?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
See, I shoot high. You got to shoot high. 10 grand. I think we could do that. Dinner at Annie Guns with me and my wife. She'll do math for you at the table when we have dinner, if you want.
Have her calculate the tip.
Yeah.
Well, no, dinner's going to be taken.
Yeah.
Well, you still got to tip the waitress, no matter even if the dinner is.
I take care of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I take care of that. I take care of that tip. Make sure it's really fair and nice. So there we are. Once again, if you want to, and here, I mean, I always have to say this. I realize that this eliminates a lot of people who don't have a lot of money. They can't do this. But I also know that listening in this audience are plenty of people who have money. This is a show that probably has more, what's the correct terminology, financially stable, well-off people than any other show. And you know who you are, and you should feel really guilty right now if you're riding around and you haven't done anything about this. Especially if your kids are healthy. You need to go and visit some sick children. And you drive down to St. Jude and run through the place, and you cough up a check. So I'm asking you, and I'm doing a guilt number on you. You can ask Peon, and I'll guarantee you, I know the answer. I know what he would answer. How do you feel now that you have Archie every time you see somebody pushing a wheelchair with a child in it that's never going to get better? It makes you sick to your stomach.
Yes.
It makes you sick. And then you think, boy, are we lucky. And I don't know that it's that we're lucky or the other people are just so unlucky. I don't know which. I think it's that those people just drew a really bad hand. But it could be anybody. It could be anybody. Mm-hmm. So just think about that. Think about what great things they do at St. Jude. Because that is where all of this money goes. I'm telling you, you're not going to read. If we ever do read that it didn't all go there, I'll be right there with you throwing a fit. But it does. It all goes to St. Jude. So thank you, Window World. Thank you, Window World Cares, the charitable arm. And now let's sit back and have some entertainment from our most entertaining listener. We have his theme song.
Oh, yeah, let me...
Somebody is not awake today.
Hold on.
I had like a delay for the... Da, 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 and now this. Are you okay, Peon?
I didn't know he was on. Yes, I have it here.
Okay. Well, once you folks hear the music, you'll know exactly what the segment is. Go ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, the world's greatest kazoo player from Sullivan, Missouri. Norman, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Doing pretty good. Yeah?
Kazoo man here.
Yeah. So,
Oh, he's playing his kazoo along with the Norman drum.
What's going on today, Norman?
It's kind of cloudy and gloomy out there. Once the sun comes in, goes on to the cloud.
Norman, can we get you to speak up just a little bit? It's kind of hard to hear you.
Sometimes the sun comes out.
Apparently not.
Cloudy and gloomy.
Apparently
yeah,
not.
Sometimes the sun comes out.
Goes under a dark cloud.
Uh-huh. Now, can you talk a little louder for us?
Yeah.
Is that, you can? Okay.
Yeah, I can.
Now, you didn't get hit any bad storms or anything, did you?
No, not so far.
Not so far. That's optimistic.
Yes.
Not so far. Meaning, well, that's realism.
The future is undetermined.
Yeah, he doesn't just think about now. He thinks about what if. It could. Storm could hit him. Now, what's the latest on the girlfriends? What, Rosemary and Ida? Is that right?
Rosemary and Ida and Karen Reinhart and Dolores Tower, where she's at, out there.
Norman, we can barely hear you. Say that again.
Miss Rosemary Butler and Ida and that and...
I think he's gotten softer.
Yes.
And Karen Reinhart.
Who?
And Miss Dolores Towell.
Somebody, Ryan.
Miss Dolores Towell.
Toenail.
Toenail. Dolores Toenail.
Towell.
Yeah. Right.
So all your women are okay?
No. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That's good.
I'm going to play the... birthday roll call here.
Now, Norman, hold on. Let's have a chat, Norman. It's harder to hear you now than it normally is. Are you talking as loud as you can?
Yeah.
Do you have the phone right up to your mouth?
Yeah. I'm going to play.
Now, see, that's better, Norman. That's better. Right there. That's better.
There you go.
Okay, what are you going to play?
Birthday roll call here.
Are you guys familiar with that?
Birthday roll call. I don't know.
I don't think I've ever heard it.
If you know the song, sing along with me.
Okay.
Go ahead, Norman.
Yeah. All right. Here you go, Norman.
That was great, Norman.
Now I'll play the wedding march here.
Oh, right.
All right. All right.
Norman, let me ask you a question. Who prepares your meals for you? Who gets you your meals every day there in Sullivan?
We get TV dinners and that.
TV dinners. Mm-hmm. You don't hear that expression.
No. Yeah.
Do you know how to cook them yourself?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes.
You slap them in the microwave?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What's your favorite? Meatloaf?
Favorite TV
corn.
Dinner. Corn?
Yeah.
Just corn.
And chicken.
Oh, rice. Chicken.
You know, you only rent corn.
That's
chicken
true.
Chicken and rice.
Yeah. Chicken and rice.
Oh, man.
Bah, chicken man. He's everywhere. He's everywhere.
Oh,
he's
man.
Doing the chicken. Wait a
minute.
Oh.
He's everywhere. He's everywhere. That was very good, Norman. I remember that from the 60s on KXOK.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's everywhere. He's everywhere.
Wow. Hey, Norman, are you able to play the Johnny Londoff jingle on your kazoo?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it goes... do 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 do.
Yeah, I think
yep.
That's it.
He does.
He
nailed it.
Well, Norman, we got to run. Is there anything else?
That's one thing. You know, the Cardinals, should be nice if Mike Mathieu looks like he's strong in life. Looks like he should get out there and swing the bat, too.
Mike Mathieu should go out and swing the bat.
Help his teammates out.
Help his teammates out. Yeah.
Well, they're all. That's the only sport where the coach or the manager is already in uniform. Mm-hmm. They dress out, as they call it, in uniform, so he could just step right up there and take a swing. It's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Norman. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play.
Okay.
Take me out to the ball game. Zoo here.
Okay. All right. Not familiar with that.
All right,
Norman, always a pleasure, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk to you later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye, Norman.
Bye.
Theme song, please. Theme music, please, to close out the Norman segment.
Ian goes.
Mm-hmm. Get out of the mic with this. This is Sue Thompson, I think is her name. This
yes.
is actually a pretty big hit. Okay, there you go, Norman and the Norman segment. We got to check on traffic. I know exactly who to turn to. Tim White.
Oh, yeah.
Afternoon. Well, we do have an accident. It looks like it's on southbound Telegraph at Forder, and that's got things backed up north of Highway 255. Now, if you're coming in on eastbound Highway 40, things pretty heavy right now. I don't see a reason why. It's just slow from 141 up through Highway 270. And then it's just volume that's getting built up now on westbound 44 from Grand out through Hampton. Eastbound 40 is looking from, you're a little bit slow now from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have low prices on everything you need to promote your business, from business cards, brochures, banners, pens, magnets, calendars. Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Looks like the equipment's working properly. Johnny Londoff is with us. Hello, John.
Hello.
Oh, John.
Now I'm here. Now I'm here, Frank. How are you?
We've got all kinds of glitches today. We all these little pauses and missteps. We're doing great. We're doing great. I don't know if you got to hear Norman. We had an unexpected visit from Norman. Always a pleasure. Norman is a special listener. I don't know if you've ever heard him.
Yes. Awesome.
Yeah, he really is.
Sorry, I missed it. Usually, Norman calls in a little after 5 o'clock or so or sometimes. I guess whenever he calls you, we need to listen to that. He's adorable. You know, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I saw a doctor this morning. I've 6 weeks now. I've had the hairball in my throat or something, and finally saw a doctor this morning. And Dan was kind of, maybe was right. He's going to try some medication that has to do with the fact that maybe it's allergy. And if it's not, we go from there. But, I'm doing...
Well, I mean the pollen and everything. I mean, even if that big rainstorm yesterday, it's been terrible. I mean, you know, think about having 1,000 vehicles in inventory, and every other day you got to try to get out there and wash them because of a layer of pollen. No matter what color the car is, they look green.
Yeah.
That pollen is aggravating. And a day later, after whatever it is you wiped off, it'll be back. Now, you didn't lose any windshields or get any dents from hail, did you?
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. Okay. Thanks for asking. We were hail-free here at Johnny Long Duff Chevrolet, and we're excited about that. I don't know if there was any hail anywhere. And,
there was a like pea size around here, but I think closer to Kansas City, they were saying tennis ball-size hail and stuff.
I've never gotten caught in it in a car. I've never had a car damaged by hail. Now, I've looked out on the back deck, and I've seen an inch thick of just covered with little hail balls, but I've never had a vehicle in it.
I know.
Look, I'll tell you who it was. Outdoors Ned. Outdoors Ned had a Suburban. This is years ago. I hope it was from Londoff. I don't know.
I think it was.
He said, you got to come see this. I'll come by and you come out. I want you to see this. And I went out. It looked like somebody took a ball peen hammer and was in a rage and just went all up and down that Suburban. He must have had 500 dents in it. And that's the most hail damage I've ever seen from anything. And somehow, miraculously, somebody got it out and removed them. How do they do that? Do you know? Schaefer would know. I should ask Schaefer. Do you know, John, how they take hail dents out?
Magnets.
Oh,
they place magnets, on the interior, so getting the door panels off and the hoods and the roof line. The roof line is the toughest, but we had pretty much a really horrific hailstorm in April of 2010. It was April 10th of 2001. April 10th of 2001. The hail was literally the size of a baseball, and everywhere else it was the size of, let's say, a large grape. Okay. But for some reason, when it got towards Hazelwood and Florissant, it was, it just grew to the size of a little bit smaller than a baseball. You see some of those really big lemons and limes, that fit in your hand?
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Did it break out glass, too, in the cars?
1,000 pieces of glass, windshields.
Wow.
And with the barometric pressure, the back glasses imploded. So all the back glasses, the glass flew into the interior of the vehicles. The safety glass on the windshields all, shattered, but they stayed intact. Sunroofs. There were holes right in the middle of the sunroofs that were the size of your fist or something. The great big signs that we have here, they're about 150 foot in the air, the big Chevy signs shining on. They were like a meteor hit those things.
Wow.
All the glass on the west side of the service department, gone. Toolboxes drenched in rain. It was brutal. And Mimi Ilanoff, again, she's a genius. She says, don't take your dad. He won't be able to handle it. Take your son, Johnny. So Johnny was quite young, funny as can be. He's always been funny. And he was telling the other managers, because a lot of us came to get together and look at the damages and call the insurance company right away, and what are we going to do? We need to try to buy some vehicles from other dealers that don't have $3,000 and $4,000 and $5,000 worth of damage, and that was 2001. We got through it. I tell you what I did. John Carney was on a different radio station at the time, and my son used to always listen to him at night, and he was calling for people, saying, "Hey, you people, that take and never give. It's time for you to call."
Sounds just like him.
I got this recording. I said, "Johnny, I want you to call John Carney. He's begging for callers."
You just said that was the key right there. What you just said,
he was begging,
and by the way, he still is begging for callers and listeners.
Well, let me tell you what. We were on the air for 20 minutes. Johnny the Third, the young boy, he's like, you should come look at this one. Looks like a nuclear bomb hit it. I'm trying to imitate him at the age of 10 or 11. And so I get on with Carney. He's laughing because he asked my son, "Are you driving?" "No, I'm not driving. I'm not even close to being 16 yet. My dad, you want to talk to my dad?" So I just started talking to him about, $10,000 off of Monte Carlos and Lumina. We just had a different line of vehicles back in 2001. And I got our sales team and everybody, management, all together for a meeting at 7 a.m. But then all the TV stations start showing up. It hit national news because of the damage, and it was tough for a few days.
That's the day you wrote the only song you've ever written. Gang, gang, the hail's all here.
Yeah.
Remember that song, everybody?
I do remember that. That was a special song.
Oh, but that was, I hope I don't see hail ever again. I hate to say that, we probably will, but the last two tornadoes that have come through North County missed us. One missed us by 2 miles.
Yeah.
That's close. I'm telling you, that's frightening.
Maybe that's a message from above that your dealership is special.
Yeah.
Maybe the man upstairs, when he guides the tornadoes, and he thinks, no, I'm going to skirt and go around this guy. I like this dealership. He just takes a quick detour.
That's because John's dad is standing right next to him and going, "Hey, can you move that thing over a little bit?"
Yeah.
You know what? you are exactly right.
Good
you
day.
Know what? Well, our business, we've been blessed. Of course, the relationship with Frank, with you, and the AIM and the PM crowd, no doubt, has helped us quite a bit. But I, man, I'm telling you what, man, having a couple of angels up there, my mom and dad watching over all of us and helping me make some good decisions, and having a great team here. I mean, it's not a one person operation. This is a big place that takes a lot of good people, and very, very proud of our team, and proud of my sons, Johnny Londoff III and Sam Londoff. You know, just getting to see them every day and watching them grow and get better and better and better, and they're both funny, but that Johnny Londoff III is—he's a character. He is funny. He's got his mom's wit. He's really a funny kid.
Now, what about the other two? Because you have four boys. What are the other two doing?
Well, Harry Londoff is graduating from St. Louis University, an accelerated graduate program with an emphasis in marketing, and Tim Londoff is a second semester sophomore at the University of Dayton. All four boys have gone to University of Dayton, a nice Marinus institution, a great school, and so we're proud of all of them. And Harry Londoff is out looking for a job, man. He's gonna hopefully get gobbled up by some corporation and do well. Not that he doesn't love the car business, but I think he wants to spread his wings and try something else first.
Well, and there's nothing wrong with not wanting to be in the car business. I mean, he has seen it. Two of them obviously like what they've seen, and he doesn't. That's fine. He'll do something else.
He doesn't. He just thinks that he needs to try something else.
He'll
be a little crowded there with the three of us. Let me get out on my own. He goes, who knows, 5 years, 6 years, 10 years, who knows, I might, come back into it. So,
is Tim playing hockey up in Dayton?
Yes. Yeah, he played college hockey in Dayton. He's probably one of the very only, young men in St. Louis or anywhere. But he transferred from Vanderbilt, three semesters at Vanderbilt in Nashville, to the University of Dayton. So when I called Dayton, I said, have you ever had anyone to transfer? I mean, Dayton's a great school. It is a great school. But Vanderbilt's like, they have 15,000 to 16,000 applicants every year for about 1,700 positions for freshman class. And I'm bragging on him. He was the first male out of St. Louis area in 9 years to get accepted into Vanderbilt. So he's really, really smart. A lot smarter than me. He's got his mom's brains, so he's a really, really smart kid. He has to kind of talk down to me when he's talking to me a little bit, but no. And he just wanted to transfer some things at Vanderbilt he didn't like, and he wanted to be around his buddies that he had at Dayton and Miami of Ohio and play a better brand of hockey that they had in Dayton versus Vanderbilt. So, and he got straight A's. So, the very first semester that he had, and he had all straight A's, and he showed us on his laptop. His mom goes, I told you that school was too easy. I'm like, too easy? There's no such thing as an easy college. No such thing. He's just really works very hard to get good grades. So proud of all of them.
Now, you didn't catch it, but in the last 10 seconds, you snorted again. It was a small snort. You guys hear it?
Yeah.
Small snort. Yeah. And it's okay
I'm talking about my kids.
I know, but we're trying to make you.
I've got four of the most precious assets in my entire life, and you want to make fun of me.
John, it's all about making you a better broadcaster. We do it to ourselves. Okay. We can edit it out, but before we edit it out, I thought you'd like to hear it. Here you are just moments ago. Play it, Peon. Yeah, that was it right there.
314-837-1800. That's right, 314-837-1800. 24-7, 365 is Johnny Londoff.com. Hey, Chip Unterberg's in here, our internet manager, getting ready to put a deal together with a good company of ours. So, Chip, say hi to the AIM and the PM crowd. Loud.
Hi, crowd.
Who?
AIM. Crowd.
I thought he said hi, Crum.
Oh, hi, yeah. Crowl.
Hi, Chip. How are you?
Called you Crowl. Hi, Chip.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Good.
Hey, you can tell. Can you all tell? What's that?
I sent Dan a text recently.
Yeah.
That's
can
a good story.
Can you all tell how excited Chip is to talk to you guys right now?
Chip, that's a good story. You sent Dan a text. Wow. Let's save that for the best.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, it's about the name of the PM customer, so it's very important.
Yeah. Right? Then it is important.
You know, everyone knows that they can't always go to the top. I mean, you're busy.
I'm not that busy. They can email me anytime. Anytime. I read every email.
I know, and every time I call, you do. You answer on the first ring, and I appreciate that. People cannot believe that I call you and they get to talk to you. They really do. They get blown away. So,
hey,
the PM crowd, come and see us. We're going to be here late tonight. We must sell another 100 new and pre-owned vehicles between today and Monday night. Our month end is Monday night.
We can do
whenever a month ends on a Saturday or Sunday. The manufacturer, General Motors Chevrolet, we go till that next Monday. So, in a lot of time, 5 days, 4.5 days left to come in. Make sure you tell us that you're AM and the PM, and you will get a great, great, great deal. We really appreciate your great listeners, Frank.
All right, 100 is nothing. We can do it. We'll send them to you. Okay.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, John. Thank you, John.
Bye-bye.
All right, there he goes, John Lundoff. Let me take a moment and try to get you to, if you're not interested now, get you to remember the name American Equity Mortgage so that when you are interested, when you're ready, when you find a house, you need a mortgage, or you're in your house, you're already a homeowner. But then down the road, some expense comes along, and it's a significant expense. It's the kind of cash you just don't have sitting around. Maybe it's medical. Insurance didn't cover it. Maybe, I just went through that. Maybe it's college tuition. There are all kinds of things it could be. Don't worry. Don't worry, because you have an opportunity to borrow money at a ridiculously low interest rate, because mortgage rates are still ridiculously low. And as a homeowner, you can take advantage of those for an equity home equity loan. And American Equity Mortgage doesn't care what you use the money for. They don't care. And you can borrow for debt consolidation, pay off the credit cards, and stop making minimum payments. Because if you do that every month, that is a really stupid thing to do. You're wasting a lot of high-interest dollars that aren't deductible. So let American Equity Mortgage tell you how all this works. They're really good at it. They've done it a long time. Website is AmericanEquity.com. Phone number is one you don't want to confuse with anybody else's. 314-878-9999.
Let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, it looks like they're still working with this accident on Telegraph at Forder. Now, it's got Telegraph southbound jammed up north of 255. It's also got west to eastbound 255 in the right lanes jammed up. It looks like to about Lindbergh, maybe just a little bit east of Lindbergh. And then also northbound Telegraph is slow from Jaeger down through Forder. If you're coming in on eastbound Highway 40, things are slow west of 141 up through Highway 270. You're also slow again from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Getting some slow pockets in North County on eastbound 270. From east of McDonald through Lindbergh, then you're slow from 170 in pockets all the way out through 367. This report brought to you by Little Caesars. Try Little Caesars' new large, hot and ready stuffed crust deep, deep dish pizza. It's loaded with more than 3.5 feet of cheese in the crust and hot and ready every day between 4 and 8 p.m. Only at Little Caesars. From the Vincent Morgan Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Hello, I'm Jay Randolph.
I'm Jim Thomas.
I'm Jim Holder.
I'm Jim Huer.
I'm Howard Richards.
I'm Jay Randolph Jr.
I'm Andy Strickland.
Hey, it's Brendan Weesey.
This is our team that covers your teams. For the latest information on Mizzou, the Cards, and the Blues, depend on your locally owned, locally operated radio station, the Big 550 KTRS.
Chronic low back pain takes a toll on almost every aspect of a person's life. 2 in 5 pain sufferers experience such severe pain that they are unable to work, and 3 in 5 are unable to engage in routine activities of daily living. Radiant Research is currently conducting a clinical research study of an investigational pain medication. If you suffer from chronic low back pain, you may qualify to participate. Qualified participants 35 years or older will receive study-related care and investigational medication at no cost. Reimbursement for travel may be provided. To learn more, call Radiant Research at 636-225-5669. That's 636-225-5669. Every day, people from all over the world participate in research studies to help improve the quality of life for others in the future. Again, if you are 35 years or older and have chronic low back pain, call Radiant Research at 636-225-5669. 636-225-5669. That's 636-225-5669. Or visit us online at RadiantResearch.com.
Did you take your medicine today? I'm Medicine Shop Pharmacy owner and pharmacist Jerry Callahan. Non-adherence, or failure to take medications as prescribed, is a major problem, especially for patients taking medications for chronic diseases like diabetes and high blood pressure. Non-adherence is forgetting to take your medicine, not taking medications as they're prescribed, or simply just forgetting to fill a prescription in the first place. If you don't take your medication as prescribed, what happens is the doctor is going to increase your dose or add another drug that you really didn't need. So ask your Medicine Shop pharmacist to synchronize all of your medications that you take every day so they get filled the same day each month.
Visit any one of the 20 metro area Medicine Shop pharmacies, including...
Come visit Julie and the pharmacy staff at the Medicine Shop at 3137 South Grand in beautiful South St. Louis. We offer free delivery.
I'm Lynn Schmickens, pharmacist and owner of Medicine Shop in Afton. We are at the corner of McKenzie and Heggie next to Fortell's Pizza. We offer free prescription delivery in Afton, Webster, Lemay, Oakville, and Melville. Come see us.
It's that time of year again, the time you want to spruce up your yard. And whether you're just adding a few pieces to your deck or a complete landscaping overhaul, check out Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center at Highway 109 and Clayton Road in Wildwood. They have a family business and have been there for over 65 years with a professional and knowledgeable staff. A beautifully maintained and colorful garden setting you think might look like a botanical garden instead. Their landscape division provides exquisite, elegant, and refined landscapes, magnificent outdoor living rooms, kitchens, patios, pool areas, and things you can definitely picture in your home. Premium quality plants, not those small ones that you see at the big box stores. Beautiful greenery everywhere you look at Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center. Again, they're located at Highway 109 and Clayton Road in Wildwood. This family business would love to see you for all of your landscaping needs. Pasiglia.com. It's Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center.
Hear that? The birds are chirping. The flowers are blooming. The trees are green. It's spring. The time is here to put your feet up and enjoy the outdoors in your yard. But on what? On that old rickety weathered patio furniture? Instead, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go on the patio, and a tremendous savings. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping it looks like what you saw online.
Sure, this is it. Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years?
What are you waiting for?
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive just a mile west of 141.
Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
As a guitarist, the focus every day was on my hands. I had to just walk away.
Brian was a touring musician.
My psoriasis was really bad on my scalp and hands. Not only was I self-conscious to be in front of a crowd, it became too painful to play guitar. Nothing helped.
Lotions, medications, ointments. Brian tried them all.
Music wasn't just my passion. It was my living. I didn't know where to turn.
Until he turned to X-Track, the amazing phototherapy treatment for psoriasis and vitiligo. X-Track is cleared by the FDA and clinically proven with up to 95% clearance.
Whether you're in front of 10,000 people or just meeting somebody for lunch, we all want to look and feel our best. X-Track didn't just get me back on stage. It got me back my life. Now I'm back on the road with my band. I have never felt better.
Call now to live X-Track clear. Call 800-948-6808. Covered by most insurance and Medicare. That's 800-948-6808. 800-948-6808. Or visit xtracradio.com. Qualified patients, certain restrictions apply. Results may vary.
This is Whitey Herzog, and I'm here with my friend Jeff Hopper from Hopper's Pest and Animal Solutions.
If you've got brown recluse spiders, bees, wasps, mosquitoes, moles, voles, ants, bats, mice, rats, anything like that, call Hopper's and we can solve that problem for you. Have no fear, Hopper's is here for you. What's that number, Whitey?
That's Hopper's Pest and Animal Solutions, 314-544-PEST.
This is
John Shea. Come out and see me and Jim McMillan as we broadcast the Inside Out Show from 11 to 1 at Hallmark Stone this Saturday. Save up to 50% on granite remnants. All the proceeds from this sale benefit Annie's Hope and Carney's Kids Charities. They're located off I-44 at Soccer Park Exit. See their website at hallmarkstone.com for information and directions. We hope to see you there Saturday at the Granite Remnant Sale at Hallmark Stone in Fenton.
Martin and Randy live on the road Wednesday, May 4th at Edible Arrangements in De Pere on Manchester Road.
Don't go anywhere else for mom. The Edible Arrangements in De Pere on Manchester, close to the highway, is the only location offering a KTRS special.
Mention KTRS when you call to place that order at the De Pere location and you'll receive $13.99 off any $50 order. That's the price of delivery for free. But you must go to the Edible Arrangements location in De Pere off Manchester near Highway 270 to get the KTRS special.
See you Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. for the Martin Kilcoin Show.
My older son lives in Osage Beach, Missouri. That's the Lake of the Ozarks country, but he has an appointment next week at Ballast Dental Care. And why would anybody drive 160 miles to go to the dentist? You'll never know, you'll never understand until you make your first appointment at Ballast Dental Care. Then you'll get it. He'd rather drive 160 miles any day to get that kind of treatment, that kind of service. And treatment having two meanings. The actual, literal treatment of your gums and your teeth and all that stuff, and the way you're treated as a person. So he's going to go get Invisalign. Now, this is a guy, I want to say a kid, he's in his 30s. I think all my kids at some point wore some kind of braces, but they wore those torture braces, those metal ones that torture you and cut you.
I had those.
This Invisalign is incredible, and you folks have seen it. You just didn't know you were looking at it because they're almost undetectable. It's one of the greatest inventions to come along in a long time. A brace that's not made out of metal that kind of blends in with your teeth. So he's going to do that. Over the course of time, a couple of teeth have kind of gotten out of line. They decided to step out of line a little bit. So Invisalign is going to take care of that. He'll be in the care of Dr. Haynes at Ballast Dental Care. I've been in the care of Ballast Dental Care for 43 years. 43 years. A patient. Scheduled to go back late May or early June. And I'm not dreading it. And my son's not dreading it. Because we've been there and we know what to expect. And I want you to go there so you'll know what to expect for the rest of your life when you go to the dentist. No more fear, no more anxiety. Ballast Dental Care. Corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. Website is as easy as the name. BallastDentalCare.com. Dr.